Ksuvas Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6:3, and more about the Nadunya, the dowry that the woman brings in. So, our mission wants to consider what happens if the woman brings in money, how much of that should be recorded in the Ksuba for her to be repaid in the event of death or divorce. So the first part of the Mishnah talks about cash itself. If she brings in cash, and the basic principle of our Mishnah is, if she brings in cash, so then he's going to commit to give her 50% more than what she brought in the event of death or divorce. Meaning if she brings in 100, he'll commit to give her back 150. The idea being that since he's getting, you know, cash, like working capital, he'll be able to make a profit off of that money, and therefore it's worth it to him to commit to a higher number now than the principal amount. The Mefarshim refer to this as a shlish, which means a third. And the reason why is because many times when they talk about fractions, they look at what the Chazal refer to as milabar from the outside, meaning the total amount. So since she's bringing, let's say if she's bringing 100, that's like 250s, he's adding a third 50 from 100, which is 250s, to 150, which is 350s. He's adding a third 50. So therefore we call it a shlish, adding a third. But that's the idea. And therefore the Mishnah says, Pascha lahach nislo elef dinar. If she commits to the marriage, the family, she'll bring in 1,000 dinar. Who posa kenegdan, then he has to commit in reciprocity to that in the ksuba, chamisha asar mana, 1,500 dinar. Again, 50% more. The actual words of the Mishnah refer to the mana. The mana is 100 dinar. So it says 15 mana, meaning 1,500 dinar. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah now is going to say, what happens if instead of bringing cash, she brings in chattels, metaltlin, other stuff? She brings in a dining room set and a car. So what's with those things? So the principle of the Mishnah is that those are things which are being used, and therefore he'll just, like, nechse tzon bars, he'll commit to the value of them right now. So if the car in the old Kelly Blue Book is worth $10,000, so he'll commit to $10,000. Straightforward. What makes it not so straightforward is that it seems that in the time of the Mishnah, it was customary for, at the party when they're doing these commitments at the beginning of the engagement or early marriage, Erison. So they would sort of bring this car in and everyone would ooh and ah and say, wow, she is such a rich girl from a rich family, brings such a beautiful car, and he's gonna think, wow, what a great bride I got, she brings this fantastic automobile. So when they appraise the value of that car, so it's likely that in order to, everyone has an interest sort of inflating the estimated price. So even though, let's say the car is worth $10,000, they are likely to inflate the price, what we would call 25%. So they're going to say it's worth $12,500. And that's going to be understood and accepted. So when they say $12,500, what it really means, the real value in the marketplace, if you'd actually try to sell this car, is $10,000. So therefore, if the friends and family are doing the appraisal and they're announcing it and they're saying it's $12,500, so then in the actual ksuba, although they said $12,500, he will only write $10,000 because he reduces that what they call a fifth, right? In my example now, there's 4 times 2,500. They're adding a fifth 2,500 to it. So they'll reduce that fifth, taking it back from 12,500 that they said back to just 10,000 in the ksuba. That's what the Mishnah says. Ukeneged hashum, when it comes to some appraised movable objects, like a car, for example, or a dining room set and so on, hu posek pachos chomesh, when he makes his commitment in the ksuba, he will write down 1/5 less, meaning 20% less than the appraised amount that they said. So, for example, 100 becomes 80, etc. Now, that's only because the assumption is that the people who are doing the appraising are her friends and family, and they have an interest in sort of inflating the amount. However, says the Mishnah, if in fact the appraised amount is the real amount, shum b'mana v'shava mana, if the appraised amount is 100 dinar, and that's what the Kelly Blue Book says, that's the real value, that's what it really would be sold for in the marketplace, 100 dinar, then ein lo ele mana, of course, he has no option, has no alternative, he has no right to do anything other than put the full value, 100. So we can't just arbitrarily reduce it by, 20%, because of this clause in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying he has to actually commit to give her what it's actually worth. It's just recognizing that it was a very common practice in certain times and places that the appraised value from the friends and family would be inflated, and therefore the Mishnah is giving a concession to that, that he allows him to reduce it by 20% in such an event. Now the Mishnah continues, but from the other perspective. What happens if the amount committed happens first before they identify the actual items that are being brought in? So the idea being, let's say, for example, shum b'mane, if ahead of time they say there'll be 100 dinar worth of stuff brought into the marriage by her, so then how much does she have to bring? Of course, the idea is, of course, she has to bring the value of 100 dinar, but since she's going to bring it to that party and the people who are doing the appraising are her friends and family, they'll inflate it. Therefore, even though they've committed to 100, she's looking for like a target number of appraised value of 125, meaning anticipating they're going to do it 25% too high. So that's what the Mishnah says here. It says exactly that. But let me just, before we read the words of the Mishnah inside, let's just make sure we get the currencies clear. The dinar, same as the zuz, was their primary use of primary currency. Mana, we saw already, was 100 dinarim. They have a larger coin than the dinar, and that coin is called the sela. The sela is four times as large as the dinar, so four dinarim equal one sela. That would mean that one mana, which is 100 dinar, is the same as 25 slaim, 25 sela. If we're going to add 25% to that, then you get from 100 to 125 dinar. That's the same as saying an extra 25 dinar, if you do the math. Four goes into 25, 6 1/4 times. That means in addition to the 25 slaim, we have to add the extra 6 1/4. 25 plus 6 1/4 is 31 1/4. So that'll mean, says the Mishnah, if shum b'mane, if the commitment is that they're going to bring in 100 dinar worth of stuff from her family into the marriage, he nosenes shloshim va'achas sela, she has to bring in something which will be appraised at the party there by her friends and family at 31 slaim. Again, 31 times 4 is 124. And vidinar, and one more dinar, 125, same as before. And the exact same thing is true whether you're talking about a large amount or a small amount of money. The Mishnah gives all the possibilities, again, not saying a new principle, but just you might have thought perhaps that the rules would change if the numbers were larger or smaller, but they don't. Ba'ar ba'me'os, if the commitment is she's bringing 400 zuz worth of stuff, a very large amount of stuff, hino senes chamesh ma'os, so then the amount of money she has to bring, the amount of chattel stuff she has to bring has to be appraised by the at the party at 500 dinar, 25% more. Mashachatzim posek, hu posek pachos chomesh. Summing up the principle here, whatever the groom is to write in the ksuba, it's going to be 20% less than what the appraised amount is, like we said before. So 20% less from 125, for example, is 100, and so on. The Mishnah, in the next Mishnah, will continue more on this very topic, and I guess we should wait till then to discuss anything that's even remotely halacha l'maisa.